You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You've heard it a million times. Every time you shave, it makes your hair grow back quicker and thicker. But is it real? Dr. Rebecca Marcus, she's a dermatologist and founder of the skincare brand MayMD. You can find them online at MayMD.com. That's MAEIMD.com. Dr. Marcus, is that true?
It's actually false.
Oh, thank God. Every year that I live longer, doctor, I have to shave another inch of my body. It's too much.
Well, your genetics are really what determine the thickness and the rate of growth of your hair. You know, some people are just born with fine hair and some are born with thick hair. And when you shave, it really only cuts the hair at the surface of the skin, but it doesn't have any effect on the follicle.
So whenever your child decides to shave for the first time, like you look at their legs and the leg hair is very fine, right?
Or their upper lip, sure.
Right.
Yeah, but it feels like when it starts to grow back, it grows back like an adult. I feel like when I you know, like the stubbly kind of thing.
It's coarse.
Yeah, why is that?
So the hair actually has different phases of growth. And of course, children naturally have finer and thinner hair than adults. And as we age, our hair becomes coarser and thicker over time. And for anyone who shaves, the hair that's on the surface of the skin has been exposed to the elements. All of those things that can actually make hair appear thinner. And so when you shave the hair, it cuts it off just right at the surface of the skin. And the part that grows back is the thicker, coarser part that's sort of the middle of the hair shaft. So the end of the hair shaft is going to be finer and thinner, and the middle of the hair shaft is coarser and thicker.
I think she's saying that if I was to let all the hair on my body grow out and then just brush it, condition it, treat it nicely and expose it to sun.
You would look like it from the Adam's Family?
I was going to say the world would be a better place and I would live with less abrasions, but I guess.
Now, I know that women shaving their face is becoming a trend. I feel like it's much more commonplace. Yeah, not like how a guy shaves his face.
Okay.
But they have these long plastic things that you buy. But they call
The Dermablade.
Yes. Yeah. Like, what is up with the Dermablade? Yeah.
The Dermablade is a very fine precision shaping tool for the eyebrows and can even be used to shave the vellus hairs on the face. Vellus hairs are the very, very fine, thin hairs that are very light in color and would not be able to be targeted by laser, for example. You can actually have that service done in a spa or you can do it yourself, but you've got to be very careful because I've seen a lot of people get folliculitis, which is inflammation of the hair follicle after using a Dermablade.
Oh, well, so how do you prevent that? Is it because you're too rough?
So it disrupts the skin barrier and sort of opens up the pores in the hair follicles and bacteria can enter. If you get these persistent shaving bumps, then you could visit a dermatologist and just get a little simple topical antibiotic pad. And that's something that we often prescribe. It's very helpful.
That's really helpful in bathing suit season. And between us ladies, we understand what we're talking about when we say that.
Doc, I've always heard the thing that is like, look at your mother's uncle or whatever to try and figure out whether or not you're going to have balding issues down the road. Is there any truth to that?
What are you talking about?
I want to find out what the future is going to be like. I mean, to me, she's a tarot card reader. Yeah. I got to have it all.
You're right about that. So the genes for hair loss tend to be inherited through the maternal side. You should look at your maternal grandfather, possibly even your uncle.
This is where I'm torn. My grandfather is like, he's got the hair of Tony Dalton. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. My uncle, he's a cue ball.
All right.
Nothing.
Well, you have to roll those dice. Dr. Rebecca Marcus, dermatologist and founder of the skincare brand MayMD. Find them online at MAEIMD.com.
Thank you so much for having me.